Good afternoon, Outliers. I hope y'all are ready for it today, because I am most likely going to be putting on trades. I have actually a lot of stuff going on today, so I'm really pressed for time. So we're going to move pretty quick, but I don't want to leave you out in the cold. So let's jump right into the market analysis right now. Okay, welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I'm a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier. But Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. And in fact, while we're on that topic, Mahesh has been blowing up the Discord with his trade. So be sure to follow along with his trades as well. So what I want to see is on the market. We finally have some crossovers, exactly what we've been waiting for a few weeks, right? With the 10 over the 20, with price over the 50 on the SPY, which we got right here. Boom, boom, and boom. 10 over 20, price over the 50. Now, you'll notice here, three stacked order blocks. So I can imagine there is a ton of support at this area here. There was a request to show what the order blocks are. So let me go into here and show you my settings. So these are my settings for order blocks. So, you know, I won't stick around too much on this, but do take a screenshot. Order blocks are these really, really incredible chart indicators that allow you to see where support and resistance is without any guessing. And we have seen time and time again just how well they work. I mean, this is a prime example. It came right down in this order block. I said, watch for the bounce. It's exactly what we got. And now stacking them, oof. That's only going to look really strong, in my opinion. Leo is here. Good to see you, Leo. Okay, let's move on. So we got the market trending in the direction that we want. We got buy signals on both the Qs and the SPY yesterday. Ooh, but hang on. This is giving it up right now. Actually, I just a moment ago put that on there. So what do I mean by that? So on the SPYs and Qs, the way that I trade it is a little bit differently than the stocks because the indices move a little bit differently. Does the MMFI price trend agree? Does the MMFI trend and price trend agree? So MMFI is an indicator that shows the percent of stocks above their own 50-day moving average. And you can see right here that this is all crossed over bullishly. Hey, Brian, good to see you. So the MMFI and price trend are moving in the same direction. Now, the next step, yes, is the back test positive. So if we go over here, we'll do a quick back test with SPY and Qs. Right here, we can see Outlier shows an 80% return, positive expectancy on Qs. And on the SPY, it shows 73%, beating buy and hold at 62%. So yes, on both of those. Is the 10/50/20 already crossed? Yes, on both of those. And then is above yesterday's high? A couple minutes ago, the answer was yes. But on the Qs, the answer is no right now. And the SPY looks like it's falling fast. So that's the level I want to get in. 516.66. It's at 516.97 right now. I'll give that a couple minutes to work. And that's right at my level right there by about 15 cents or so. So I'll give that a little time to work. That'll be the last thing that I do if I put these on. If I don't, then I'll just look for it tomorrow, right? Because if it's not above yesterday's high, set an alert and enter on next close above the signal's high. So that's what that line measures. If it doesn't work out today, that's okay because I'll still be looking for it tomorrow. But let's move on to the next step. Here. Hey, Colin, good to see you. So we're going to grab the outlier data for today's buy and sell signals, and we're going to filter for the green overlays. So if we go to the watch list, we have 53 on the bull list today, so quite a lot. And pop that open. And rather than copying and pasting and looking at all 53, let's filter for green uptrend overlays. Hey, Donna, good afternoon. So we're going to take this list here just for May 7th. Copy. Actually, we could go back to May 6th. Because we didn't yesterday, because it wasn't quite crossed over. Let's see if any of the May 6 pull through as well. May 6 had a lot. Okay. So copy that. I'm going to paste it into a spreadsheet that I made. And actually, let me undo that. And then click this one button here. I wrote a macro because I am a big old nerd. 16 pass between yesterday and today. So I'm just looking for liquidity is all. Let me go back to that. I kind of skipped over that. I'm filtering for green overlays, which is what we pasted on here. And then I'm doing a filter for at least 1 million shares traded daily. That's what I want to see. So then I'm going to take that and I'm going to update my long list in here. And I'm still going to run a scanner. So that scanner is going to check for a few things, right? It's going to check and make sure the price is in the direction of the trend and that there's no order blocks sitting in the way or shouldn't be in the way. Hey, there's G Diddy. We traded that one not all that long ago. Interesting. All right, let me remove all my annotations on that. G Diddy looks solid. Let's look at K. Also looking good. MTG. Also looking good. ECL. Okay, so that does have an order block right there. So I'm going to mark that red just so I don't look at it again. IPF. WRK. How much room do we have there? About 2.5%. Maybe. PHM, that's right inside of an order block. So I don't want that one. BWA. That one looks okay. And lastly, toll. That one looks fine too. Now, that's quite a lot. We got a lot to do still. That's why I was saying we got to get busy. Let's start with the next step, which we just ran that scanner. So that's done there. So I was doing TrendSpider backtests along with Outlier Signals backtests. What I found was that my TrendSpider backtest was so far different than the Outlier Signals backtest. I didn't feel confident using that data anymore. So I'm just focusing on the Outlier Signals backtest at this point. So what I want to do is look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of these real quick and see if they have a positive expectancy with them. So give me a moment while I type these in. So we've got, where do I type? Here we go. Let's start with G Diddy. So I'm just looking for one thing, right? I'm looking to see if this has positive expectancy. If it does, then I won't mark anything on it. We'll consider it one we'll continue to look at, like that 103%. So it looks good. Let's go to toll. Sweet. Let's look at BWA. Kind of weak, but it is positive. Let's go with K. We could have a lot of trades on by the end of the day. Okay, so K has negative expectancy. So I'm going to skip that one, right? You see that right there. MTG. That looks good. And YPF. And then WRK will be the last one. All right. YPF looks good. WRK also looks good. All right. So we have a lot to choose from. A whole heck of a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the next step is to look at the options chain. I don't have the data in front of me for all those highest back tests, so we'll just go in this list that it gave us here. But we need to look at the option chain liquidity, right? 21 days expiration, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, less than 20% extrinsic value, give or take, and it's usually around 80 delta. So let's start with GDiddy. So let me do a little filter real quick. I only want regular expirations. 10 days is too close for me. So I'm going to start looking at June 21st. So I'm looking in the calls, not the puts. I'm looking over here at a few different things. I'm looking at the open interest column, and I'm looking at the bid and ask to see what that spread is right there. And then I'll be looking at the extrinsic value. So 202 is okay. That's 30 cents wide. Hey, Michael, good to see you. 202 is a little under extrinsic, 248 over 920. So it's a little bit over on that, and it's a little bit under on liquidity. So on this one, we can skip it. We got enough to choose from. I don't think that that's going to be the only one we have to pick from, but we'll come back to it if it is. Toll. So I'm looking at June 21st again. So there's lots of liquidity here. That's what we want to see. Multi-hundreds, not just barely over 200. That's $23. My limit is 10. So this one is less than 10, but 574 over 810 is more than 50% extrinsic value. So I would not trade that one. Not looking at toll. Next, BWA. All right, there's not enough liquidity here for me. The most liquid one in the money is 187. This one's good out of the money, but I don't trade out of the money. So BWA is off the table. MTG. Now, remember, the point here is to eliminate, right? Speaking of Larry Height, so one of the original market wizards, you want to make sure you've eliminated any stock that might not fit your criteria, right? If there's even a question of it, like, maybe it'll fit, go ahead and eliminate it, especially if you have others to choose from, because you only want the best, right? You only want the stocks that fit your criteria to come through. And then at that point, you are obligated to take the trade, because if you don't, you invalidate your model, you invalidate your data, you invalidate your plan. MTG. Did we already look at that one yet? I don't remember. Oh, here we go. So at the 20 strike, we have 513 on liquidity, which already looks a lot better, right? And then let's look at extrinsic value. 20 cents on a $1.55 is 12%, 13%. So I like that a lot. MTG looks really solid to me right there. MTG, June 21st. 20 calls. Now, I always like to say, especially on these options that are really inexpensive, right? Don't go hog wild, right? Don't go crazy. Go get an appropriate option size, right? Go get the appropriate option size. The way you can do that is going into the outlier scanner, which I have for you in the Discord group in the VIP investors toolkit. If you scroll all the way up, you can see the outlier scanner. Go ahead and grab that. Who's talking to me? Hang on, somebody tagged me. Gracias. Oh, I should have already shown that. I did. Yeah, I did already show that. So go back and take a screenshot of the order blocks. You should have everything you need right there. All right. So like I say, you want to update and get the right position size. So let me type in MTG. Looks like I need to refresh the page. Let's just see what pulls through. That should tell us our entry price and everything. And then we'll know how many to get. All right. So, of course, be sure to update your criteria over here. Not sure why it says market posture is bearish. We know the market posture is bullish right now. But either way, 296 will be the option size on 400,000, which is quite a lot, right? That's a big position. But if your account's like 5,000... right? It's not 296, it's 3. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Put on the right position size for your account. I'm going to do the same on my other screen.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Real quick. Give me just a second while it loads. Okay. So I'm going to MTG. I know my position size. Where am I looking? Here we are. MTG, June 21st. 20 calls. And current price is 150. Let me see if I can get filled at 150. All right, so that's working. So we're buying the June 21st, 150, or I'm sorry, 20 calls for my order's in for $150, but I'm not filled yet. Let me up that. I'll go 153. Okay, I'm filled. 153 was my fill price. Okay, so let me drop this in the Discord exactly what we did. In the 10-minute trading area, I copy the template. Today is 5-7. Trade number one. Bought the, what expiration was that? And I got filled at 153. June 21st, 20 calls, 6:21, MTG, 20 calls for 153. Currently it's at 21:30 right now. Okay, that's trade number one in the books. Let's go to the next one. YPF. June 21st again. Ooh, look at that liquidity. That's really good. Thousands of them there. Okay. This is 15 cents wide. I like that. But the extrinsic value is too high. And then if we go up one, extrinsic value at 49 or 285 is okay, but the liquidity there is bad. What is this? No, that's like 50% extrinsic. I can't take that. So we could go up to this one, maybe. Maybe. What's 34 over 450? That's less than 10%. That would work to me. 223 is pretty close. Like I was saying on GoDaddy, right? On GDiddy. I didn't want to fudge both my liquidity and my extrinsic, but this extrinsic's really good, so I can fudge liquidity by 27, right? That's fine. So, YPF, June 21st, 20 calls, and get your position sizing. Let me do this over here. All right, my position size is calculating. All right. And I'm going to go look at YPF in the business account on the other screen. YPF. June 21st. Yeah. YPF, June 21st. 20 calls again. Now, this pricing's a lot different, right? The one we just did a minute ago was $1.53. This one's $4.40. So quite a bit different for the same 20 calls, right? I mean, I would much rather have gotten this one, honestly, and get twice as many calls. But the extrinsic value is so high right there. I can't justify that. So YPF, 20 calls. And let me try and get filled. All right, I'm working on order at 440. I don't know if that's going to get filled. It's moving up to 445. Let me adjust my order. Place. Oh, I was filled. Sweet. Filled at 440 before I had a chance to adjust it. I'll take it. All right. So let me drop this in the Discord. Number two. YPF. Hey, Sebastian. Glad you're here, my friend. Got filled at 440. YPF is what price right now? 2406. Okay, done. Next. WRK. That'll be the last one we'll look at today. June 21st. Oh, there's no one there. There's no open interest. Don't even trade that. Nobody else is trading it. Okay, so we put on two today. We put on YPF and MTG and YPF. Let me add these both to my main list. And then we'll go over the exit plan for both of these. And then, oh, you know what? We can go back to SPY and Qs and look at that real quick. That'll work. And Qs is just a bit over. So, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to take both of those. Okay, so let's do the same on SPYs and Qs. Because they do fit my plan now. All right, so we're looking at June. Actually, with SPYs and Qs, we should have the ability to really dial in our expiration here. So May 31st is 21 days out, 24 days out. I like that. Let's go to here. Did you get MYG or MTG? I got MTG. You probably got MTG at 150. Very good. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to come in here. Of course, liquidity is going to be great. We're at 24 days. I don't want to spend more than $10, and this is 50. Okay, so even with this setup, right, it's still on the most liquid stock out there on SPY, 548, let's call it 540, on a 61 delta, right? So basically 50% extrinsic value before it gets over $10. MTG. Okay, Leo, I see you there. If I went up to the 80 delta, good gravy. Where's that at? 80 delta is way up here at $23 a contract. And that's around 10%. I'm not going to trade this. Let's go to Qs. I'm not going to trade it because it like decimates my $10 limit. Let's go to Qs here. Probably the same thing. A little bit less liquidity here, of course. 57 delta. It's already at 10. What would 80 delta be? $24 again. Yeah, I'm not going to take either one of those. No way. We can watch them. We can root them on, but I'm not putting my money at risk for that. So let's go over the exit plan on these two. Okay, we'll start with YPF. I always mark up my charts with four lines, 2, 3, and 4. So first line is always green. That's our opening price. And our opening price on YPF, where do we get in? Oh, Mahesh said he's got into MTG yesterday, or he crossed his radar yesterday. YPF 2406. Okay. And then I'm going to go a half ATR down. So that's going to be my stop out point. Now, there are other things that'll get me out. Jean-Louis, I'm not going to take GDiddy today. Reason being, and we can check it in just a second. You know what? I'll check it again one more time. Things could have changed. YPF. Let me focus back on this one. My exit points are going to be, these might get tweaked later, but for now they're fine. Currently, it's sitting at a heat map of G23. We want to exit 10 points higher. Okay? So G13 to G25, 10 points higher. So G33, I'll make a note on here. Okay, so on a strength of G33, a half ATR from here is my stopout point. And that is 83 cents. I'll show you over here. ATR value currently is at 83 cents. .8352, it's 41.50, so we'll call it 42 cents. So we take our opening minus 42 cents. 2364. So that's my stopout point. And I'm going to say half ATR. Now, one thing that I did pick up while I was running a lot of back tests, like hundreds of back tests manually looking for patterns and such, was my rule of closing above and below, or I should say below the prior day's low, really only needs to be taken into account once the trade is profitable. Once it's starting to put money on the books, we want to get a lot more aggressive with cutting off any winners that could turn into losers. But until that point, the half ATR is my stopout point. Or it runs into an order block. Or the heat map stalls. I found a lot of that, right? So for example, when I say heat map stalls, right? Starting at G23 today, and then it's G23 tomorrow. Or it continues on a few, and then it stops at like G28, and then G28 again a following day. That's a heat map stall. So I have several reasons to get out. But we'll have to see which comes up, right? So then I want to go at one ATR up. One ATR is 83 cents. We just talked about that a minute ago. So 83 cents higher over 2406. 2489. Now, when that happens, I'll roll up the options, taking in partial profits and doing straight up voodoo, which keeps the trade alive. Yet allows us to take money off the table. 2572. And it's honestly one of the coolest things. If you haven't seen it yet, I know some in the trading room have, but if you haven't seen it yet, the first time you see it, you're going to be like, what? He can take money off the table and keep the trade on? That's so cool. Yeah. All right. So this one, that's our exit plan. Okay. Let's go over the exit plan again on MTG. Got into MTG at 21:30. This is important. I know this is probably boring. But if you do not have a plan on how you're going to get out, you're just asking for trouble. And you set your plan up ahead of time so that when you come to that point, when you reach the occurrence for that to happen, you actually act. 43 cents is the ATR. So 2130 minus, I didn't even look at that. Whoa, sorry. All right. 43 cents divided by 2 is 21. Let's call it 22 cents. 22.3 minus .22. 2108. Is the half ATR exit point. And then 43 cents above the entry is 21.73. And then another 43 cents, 22.16. So that is the plan. I know exactly what I'm going to do, no matter what. And that's why we make our plan ahead of time. So we're not getting into queues. We're not getting into YPF. Let's go back to GDiddy. And Jean-Louis, the reason I didn't take that trade was on the June 21st, 45 days out, there's just not enough liquidity here at 202. And then this was more like 27-ish%. And I was like, I'll flub on one or the other, but both gives me a little bit of anxiety. So 252 or 910. It's 27%. And then 202. I mean, it's still, it's not that liquid. I want more liquidity. So that's why I'm not taking it. You could. I mean, absolutely you could. So that's going to wrap it today. Put on two new trades today. We got in following the plan. We'll get out following the plan. And that is how you have to take trading, right? You have to follow your plan, execute. Thank you so much for tuning in today's Outlier Trading Room. See you right back here tomorrow. Talk soon.